Katie, walking into the Princess of Wales Conservatory, I was absolutely bowled over by the vibrant colours and the original displays of the orchids. I really think they're more unusual this year. Colombia is a fascinating country, and you've definitely brought the flavour of it here. Was this difficult to achieve?
That's a wonderful question to ask, and I feel we did definitely this year. Biodiversity in Colombia is so incredibly diverse. We found it easy to be able to make it look more unusual and to tap into the vibrancy and the diversity of Colombia with the displays.
Do you have a favourite display?
I think it's a hard question because I love all of them. I think probably the strongest for me are the Rainbow River and the Carnival of Animals. But what is lovely is there are little touches of Colombia dotted all around the glasshouse that visitors will be able to discover when they visit.
Yes, where we're actually sitting, there's fantastic street art murals. That's a new innovation, isn't it?
It is. We were so lucky to meet a wonderful girl called Vanessa Moncayo, who is a Colombian street artist living over in the UK. She actually was one of our original focus group attendees that have advised us on our programming. And she just asked if she could be involved. And so she created them for us for the festival, which is fantastic.
Yes, there's quite a strong link between Kew and scientists in Colombia carrying out research and helping to identify and protect the country's biodiversity and discover new plants, isn't there?
There definitely is, and the motivation for us as an organisation where conservation and biodiversity is at the forefront is that we want to be working on projects that we can really, really promote displays, creatively show people the wonders of a landscape that they may not have understood before.
And the Carnival of the Animals, I can't tell you, I was sort of faced with a sloth, it was amazing. Could you describe it a little bit?
Absolutely. So with the Carnival of Animals, we always try for our main pond display to really go a bit crazy and try and better the year before. And I think our team have absolutely managed to do that with the displays. We've got all different animals. There's a toucan, there's a sloth, there's a turtle. There's some kookaburras, so there's all sorts of different animals. Colombia is a very biodiverse country, birds in particular, so we really wanted to create that ambience with the main display.
And coming up to half term, what activities do you have for children?
So we've got a wonderful sort of carnival-inspired programming that's going to be happening throughout the half term. It will consist of a parade at the end, but children will be able to come along, they can make an instrument, they can try and dress up clothes, they can make a headdress, and then we'll be doing three parades a day where they can show off what they've created, all inspired by a very famous carnival called Barranquilla, which is second to Rio in its popularity in Colombia.
And there are evening events as well, aren't there?
There are. So we have six after-hours events that will be going on throughout the festival. These are aimed at adults, and they encourage people to come and enjoy the glasshouse at night. It's very ambient. The first one is on Valentine's Day, so it's a great event to come and buy tickets for. There are still tickets available, so I definitely recommend having a look on our website.
And tips for home orchid growers?
We've got some amazing Q&As and films and blogs that are available on our website. We also do tours of our tropical nursery, and our retail team are selling all sorts of interesting books and can give tips throughout the festival, so we really recommend coming and have a chat with them.
And just finally, the dates.
So the festival starts this Saturday, which is the 9th of February, and it goes on right until the 10th of March.
Thank you very much.